And now an audio art tribute to my brothers, whose serendipitous tape it is my pleasure to play and elaborate upon.
An ace is a pilot who can combat down 5 enemy planes or rumors. This report is about one ace of World War I named Edward Bonaparte. Ed was born in 1890 in Columbus, Ohio. As a small boy, he was always good. When he was 8 years old, he and a gang he called the Horsehead Gang went down a party
very angry,
a junk man for 4 weeks weekly grinds his thirst.
Eddie to be so cool.
But
you know our smashings are.
One day Eddie took his bicycle and attached a large umbrella to it. Flew off. The umbrella pops inside out and he hit the sand he put under the bar. He ran back down and did not stop until he arrived home. He got spooked and ran out of school with his coat and his hat. His goat was attacked by a vicious dog, and Eddie ran in to try and help his goat by pulling the dog away from the goat. After Eddie pulled the dog away, the dog tried to attack him, but Eddie's father rescued him. Eddie invented a perpetual motion machine, but it did not work because the energy producer and the needed to cancel each other out. And his father died, and he was the last person his father talked to of the family. After his father was laid to rest in the cemetery, Eddie made the very best promise he ever made to his mother. He said, "Mama, I'll never make you cry again." Time passed before Eddie realized he was sitting at the place where his father sat at the head of the table. His mother understood this, but Eddie did not understand it until many years had passed. When he was 14, he got a job in a glass factory. He carried glass tumblers to tempering ovens. He never quit school and just left it. He never finished 7th grade. He quit this job because he was dog tired of running from one place to another. After that job, he got another one, making cores for steel castings. He found another job near his home, so he quit the steel castings and entered a job capping bottles in a brewery. Eddie was never afraid to quit his jobs. He saw a Ford runabout and asked if he can take a ride in it. He worked as an apprentice at Pennsylvania Railroad. He first had a job cleaning passenger cars, then transferred to the machine shops. He then, after that, got a job in a garage. He asked Mr. Fair, a car builder, for a job. Mr. Fair turned it down, but Eddie saw the shop. It was dirty. Next day he arrived at the factory for Mr. Fair and cleaned one-third of the floor. Of the first floor, I mean. Mr. Fair was amazed at what he did and hired him. Mr. Fair told him to report to Schwartz, a German toolmaker, and Schwartz built carburetors. From there, he went through engine assembly to others, and then to chassis assembly. After chassis assembly, he went to engineering section of the building. He was asked to be riding mechanic by Mr. Fair. One day, Mr. Firestone's car broke down, and Eddie fixed it. Firestone said he was the seventh wonder. and went to Dallas, Texas to fix three cars, and in his eagerness, he forgot to take off his long underwear. He took one of the cars and drove it until it broke down. Fixed them with, and he found the trouble and fixed it with the plain rainwater. He repeated the process to the other cars. Mr. Bear asked him if he would like to race against Barney Oldfield. Eddie said, "I'm practically there." And Mr. Bear and Eddie was a team. They beat Oldfield as a team. He raced in the Sioux City race. He beat the favorite driver, Spencer Wishart. There was a driver in another race. There was a driver who hated dust. So Eddie, when the driver was on the outside of him, skidded on purpose to slow him down. He won the race by 10 seconds. He drove a race where the pace was so slow that his spark plugs fouled, but he still won the race without changing them. Car racing was big news back then. Many newspapers held Rickenbacker wins. The writers called him Speedy Swift. At Los Angeles, reporters made a wild story that Eddie was actually a noble Prussian, Baron Edward von Rickenbacker. He raced a driver who had a faster car. Wow.